N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.
Welcome back to the N10 show. On this week's show, Waitrose opens in Muswell Hill.
The format of the Waitrose in Muswell Hill is a convenience format. So the food that we're going to be selling is going to be food to eat now, food to take home for later, and everyday items as well.
And how to survive the recession if you're a small business.
When you deal with the papers, you have to have a really good attitude, because loads of people are phoning them up all the time, and sometimes they won't like the story or it won't get into the papers. But I think sometimes small business people find it easy to take that personally and think, oh, you didn't write about me, and then not bother phoning up again. But it's really important to phone up the local papers with your story and tell them about it, because if you don't tell them, they don't know about it.
You're listening to the N10 show with me, LJ. So we start this week with the long-awaited opening of Little Waitrose in place of the Slug and Lettuce on the Broadway. Earlier today, I talked to Joe Radier, the new store manager, about the shop and also about its predecessor, a small Waitrose convenience store which opened its doors back in 1919.
The format of the Waitrose in Muswell Hill is a convenience format. So the food that we're going to be selling is going to be food to eat now, food to take home for later, and everyday items as well. So food to eat now, things like bread straight from the oven, food to go items, sandwiches, salads, deli products, and then food to take home later is fresh food such as meat, fish, loose vegetables. So we'll have a range of everything in the store, and everyday items are essential Waitrose product as well as household items.
Okay, and what has the reaction been from Marks and Sparks and Sainsbury's?
Well, we haven't had anything from either of the two stores, to be honest with you, so I can't really tell you what their thoughts are, but I guess they may be apprehensive that we're coming to the high street. However, our business model, you know, is very working very closely with the community. So we have a community matters scheme. I don't know if you're aware of that.
No, what's that? Tell us about that.
So the community matters scheme we have, we donate £6,000 a year to local causes and charities, and that's in terms of £500 every month. So we choose three local causes every month, and the customers that come in the store choose which of the charities they want to donate to.
That's great. And what have you chosen the charities for the opening?
Well, we haven't completed that yet, but one of them possibly is likely to be North London Hospice. We would welcome anybody listening to this if they want to send in a letter into the store for them to be nominated. And if they're not, they can always be considered in the future months coming.
Okay, so if somebody was listening, they could just send a letter into what? Into where? To head office or something?
If they send it into the Muswell Hill store, the Crouch End store.
And detailing what?
Explaining what they're about and what the cause is. Or if they're a charity, you know, they'll need their charity number and everything. And then we'll select three from there.
And does it have to be a registered charity?
No, it doesn't need to be a registered charity. It could be a local cause. It's anything for the local community. We also have, with the way we work with the community, every year 100 hours of work time for partners is allocated towards volunteering. So if they want to volunteer for something in the local community, that's funded by the store.
Oh, great. So that's another thing that anyone listening to that would be looking for some volunteers might be able to get in contact with you as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's great. Okay, and do you know anything about the Waitrose store that was on the High Street many years ago?
All I know is that it was on Victoria Parade, and the store was there from 1919 to 1954.
Wow, it was quite a long time.
It was a long time, but I guess it was a small store, and I think the way the business went, they were opening larger stores. And I guess that possibly may be the reason that it closed, because they were moving into the larger stores. And of course, it's all turned around, and now the business is starting to head the other way.
Is that right?
Well, we've got, because we're opening a lot more core stores, but our business is also opening quite a lot of convenience stores.
So going much smaller, much more local.
Yeah, more local. And the smaller stores, obviously, depending on the area, are part of our business model now.
And can you tell me why Muswell Hill?
Well, basically, the property team who look for the properties that we're looking to open obviously have their selection criteria, but from what I've seen in Muswell Hill, I think it's a fantastic area. I'm really excited that we're opening in Muswell Hill because I believe it's, you know, not just for Waitrose, but I think it's going to generate high footfall onto the high street and benefit the community as well as our business.
What about the staff? Have you got all the staff in place?
Absolutely. We had huge interest from the area. We had between 300 and 500 applicants for the position, so we recruited 40 positions externally. From obviously having such a high interest, we will have ended up with a high caliber of staff, all trained, ready to go.
Well, I wish you good luck with it, with the opening.
Thank
and
you.
You know, for the coming year. And will you be on the floor, or will you be hidden in an office somewhere?
I am very much shop floor.
Okay.
So you're most welcome to come in on opening day and see me.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Jay Radier. And if you want to find out more about the Waitrose Community Matters scheme, or you're looking for some volunteers, log on to n10show.com and you'll find a link to all the relevant information.
Is your website static? Do you want to make it more interactive? If the answer is yes, you need to book your place on one of our WordPress workshops. Let us show you how to create a website that will grow with your business. Twitter feeds? No problem. Ads? No problem. Payments? No problem. We'll even show you how to populate your site with content that will attract visitors. So what are you waiting for? Give us a call. Lindsay Miller from reddesk.co.uk did.
We work with small businesses offering business support from finance to events to social media. Since starting the course, I've decided to upgrade my own website and work on it myself so that I can upload and make an active website. It's been very useful because it's been step by step guiding you through every part of uploading a website instead of having to ask somebody else every time you're able to do it yourself.
To find out more, log on to courses.muswellhillmedia.co.uk or call us on 07976 933 911.
And now to small businesses and how to survive in a recession. Joining me on the line from her very successful coffee shop in Enfield, My Coffee Stop, is former traffic announcer on LBC and now coffee baron, Karen Mercer. Thanks for joining us, Karen.
So you've been going for 3 years, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right.
And so opening up a business, one, did you feel a bit scared about the way the economy was going and opening something like a coffee shop? And two, how have you managed to ride that wave?
It's interesting that you asked those two questions because I was thinking about that today. And when I think about the beginning of starting up the business, no, I wasn't scared. For some reason, maybe lack of knowledge, I didn't see that it would be unsuccessful. I knew that whatever happened, we would make it be successful because we wouldn't just have an idea and stick with it no matter what. We would adapt and change and be creative about what we were doing and respond to the environment. And the second thing is, why have we managed to ride so well through the recession? Because I think that these difficult economic times are actually really embracing and supportive of our business ethos. We have really strong green initiatives in our business. We recycle absolutely everything that we can, even the wooden stirrers we give them to our customers for Kindly. And I just feel like when everyone's making a lot of money and rushing around, there's not enough time to remember just to be kind to each other and friendly and to remember about the environment. And in the recession, I think it's really a friendly environment for those small, quirky businesses that are just full of personality. And the businesses that aren't surviving are those businesses that are just continuing in the same way, not making any changes whatsoever and not reacting or responding to the environment around them. Oh, and I think another thing that's really helped small businesses, and it's really leveled the playing field, is social media, because it's something that you can learn so easily and you can really use it to increase your search engine optimization. And the bigger companies are only just, some of them, getting to grips with it. So for little people like us to put Coffee Enfield into the search engines and suddenly we're number one, when really it should really be one of the bigger chains getting up there, it's just phenomenal that we can do that.
You're opening a second coffee shop, aren't you? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
So you've obviously managed to harness something. What are your tips for other small businesses? So you mentioned social media. Have you got any other sort of areas that you should focus on?
I remember that when we first opened our business, I said, I want to give people as many reasons as possible to come into our shop. It doesn't have to be that we're encouraging them to come into our shop to buy something. I just need them in the shop so that they know about the shop. So just to increase our footfall, I believe that if you're a small business, and it might seem scary to commit to running an event, but if you run an event, you can just get onto loads of listings websites for free advertising, and you come up on the Evening Standard and all those websites that you wouldn't normally be able to get up on. And it's a very good way of promoting your business and getting people to come there. And, oh, by the way, have a look. Also, another thing that we've done, in the beginning, people had their preconceived idea of how our coffee was going to taste. So what we did was, I think they call it experiential marketing. We just gave out free coffees, and people were like, no, you can't give out free coffees. You're giving away your profit. But if you haven't got anyone coming to your business, then you haven't got any profit anyway. And the coffee doesn't cost very much to just give it away. Let people taste it. Rather than spending our money on putting up massive posters, we spent our money on giving the person the product so they can try it, have that experience, and then judge for themselves whether they want to come back again. And for us, that worked really well. Another thing to do to raise the profile of your business in your community is to position yourself as an expert in some way. Another tip is talking to the newspapers and telling them your stories. The local press for us in our shop, My Coffee Stop, have been so supportive and amazing. But when you deal with the papers, you have to have a really good attitude, because loads of people are phoning them up all the time, and sometimes they won't like the story or it won't get into the papers. But I think sometimes small business people find it easy to take that personally and think, oh, they didn't write about me, and then not bother phoning up again. But it's really important to phone up the local papers with your story and tell them about it, because if you don't tell them, they don't know about it.
Thanks very much, Karen.
That was Karen Mercer from My Coffee Stop in Enfield. And that's all we have for this week. My thanks to Jay and Karen, and all the details from this week's interviews are online at n10show.com. And if you'd like to take part or have any comments, you can post on the website, or you can follow us on Twitter at MuswellHM. Till next week, goodbye.
N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.